Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back into our 6 o'clock hour of Sports Talk, this special edition, organized team activity edition. We've been breaking down the Black and Gold's practice from today, and we'll be at it 1 week from today as well when the week two of organized team activities get underway. Kellen Moore, the head coach of the Saints, saying he's giving the players off the rest of the weekend. They got an extended Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off for the holidays, and then, boom, Tuesday they'll be back on the practice field for a second week.
Yeah, they'll be back, and I'm interested to see how the quarterbacks develop and what they're going to do in OTAs and the mini camp and then into training camp. And, you know, you always want to give your fans hope. Now, can they be patient? I'm telling you right now, Huda Nation, we got to be patient. To have high expectations, we would shock the world. I mean, there's a reason why we're not playing nationally televised games.
What if fans tell you their wallets don't have patience?
Well, they don't have to have patience. Then bring Aaron Rodgers on board. people want to be entertained. People want to be entertained. The only negative, because you saw Aaron Rodgers' numbers, what he did on the back end of the season. He's right at 4,000 yards passing. People want to be entertained. Right now, we're on the national radar. We're nowhere near. Nobody talk about the freaking Saints right now. And they won't talk about the Saints during the season unless we all of a sudden turn things around. But if you bring Aaron Rodgers on board, now, it might be a train wreck. I don't know.
I was going to say, you might be good for entertainment. Is it good for the team?
Well, you pros, you're a man. Now, young guys might be influenced in the locker room. The only negative, I'm telling you, because the age of our head coach. I can remember, you know, when you play long enough, I can remember I was 31 years old, and I was older than three coaches on the team. I remember Coach Mara had a son, J.L. Mara. He was like 28. I said, damn. You know, that's when you know you're playing a long time, when you're playing, and then you're older than some coaches. Because, you know, out of respect, you always say, like, yes, sir, yes, coach, and all, you know, because they're always, like, older than you. But then all of a sudden you're playing, and then you're older than the coach. See, that's the only negative, I think, what's not a good situation with the Saints. Because in a locker room, we look into the future, but the future is now to give fans hope is, I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers is like 41. Our head coach is 36, the youngest head coach in the NFL.
Right, now, Kellen, what are you going to tell me that I don't already know?
Man, I won MVP twice, won a Super Bowl.
See this ring?
Yeah, and then look what I did. Look at my production last year. Did Spencer Rattler have that production? He threw more picks than touchdowns. I mean, look at my touchdown to interception ratio coming off an Achilles injury. So I'm just telling you, fans, if all of a sudden we get off to a slow start, can we be patient enough, like you said, the pocketbook? And then let's say you like 2-7. I don't know. You want to go to the game? Nah, I don't feel like going to the game. I don't know.
Breaking news, this just in. No. The New Orleans Saints sign Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I want to buy a ticket to that game.
Yeah, be like, ask the neighbors if they want to go before. But all of a sudden, if you have a quarterback, the impact like Aaron Rodgers, people want to be in that number. They want to be entertained. They want to see. It might be a train wreck, good or bad. You know, that's why if Aaron Rodgers still wants to play, there's still a market for him because there's 32 teams. Aaron Rodgers, okay, let's say he's not in the top 10, top 12. He's still like 15 to 20. You know, look at the numbers he put up, and look who's still playing. Joe Flacco. You know why the Browns brought back Joe Flacco? Because you remember when all of a sudden they have the instability, he's taking them to the playoffs. And, oh, let's bring Joe Flacco back. He can help us. So supply and demand. Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco. When I look at those, because they bring stability. Now, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers brings stability, but he brings entertainment. And if we like 2-7 and all that, you have people, I don't know if I want to go to the game. They might, I'll wait till the team gets better.
I'm going to mow the lawn today.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the neighbor. Call up the kids, see if they want to go to the game. Just give them the tickets. I'm telling you, where supply and demand and the waiting list. Do you want to be in that number? I'm telling you, we're under the national radar. If Aaron Rodgers would come to the Saints, right now, NFL Network, they all camped out here.
For sure.
We're getting national recognition. So isn't it all about
all
promoting the product?
What is Rodgers doing?
Yes.
With the Saints?
Yes. Now, I don't know. And Mickey probably don't want to put, since he's a first-time head coach, that on Kellen Moore's shoulders. But we got a quarterback room. We got a big ball. We all men. It's all about production. And the thing is, it could be a short-term experiment. Why would that affect Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler? They know where Aaron Rodgers is. All of a sudden, oh, they're going to pout and not compete? No, but if Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden would come, because I'll tell you, people would want to be entertained, whether it's good or bad, and you want fannies in the seat and to say, because it changes year to year. The future is now, because fans have no patience. You might tell them to be patient, but it's like, oh, we training in the right direction. Oh, are we 6-11 or are we 7-10? Look, we won one or two games more than we did last year, but are we even competing in the NFC South? Are we in the hunt? I'll tell you, fans, they want that instant gratification. They want that thing, and that's why I'm saying the way we are right now, if we win 7 games, it's a good season. And you might say, oh, well, I'm 7-10, how can that be a good season? Where we're at as a team right now, that's a good season, I'm telling you. That kind of – considering, look, the schedule is not tough. We're playing 3 teams that were in the playoffs. But I'm still looking at that would be like accomplishment, like 7 wins.
Well, because of mainly that uncertainty as the biggest position in the NFL we have here right now.
To say it again now?
The biggest uncertainty right now with the Saints is definitely at quarterback.
Yes. Quarterback, cornerback, these backs, you know.
But do you think the fantasy of Aaron Rodgers is any realistic chance of that happening?
I don't know. Is he going to the Steelers? Is he not going to the Steelers? I mean, if he showed up in the – okay, think about this. If you're a fan and he shows up in the middle of August, I don't know. And now he has to know the offense where it becomes second nature and understands what to do. You think anybody would care like mid-October or late November? Shows up in the middle of August and the Saints are winning. All of a sudden, we're shocking the world. They won't care if he wasn't here at OTAs and no mini camp or the beginning of training camp. Who would care about that? No, like, oh, well, that's not fair to Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler. Or Aaron Rodgers just shows up and he starts playing? Come on. You got to put your big boy pants on. This is NFL. This is, you got to man up.
Do you think realistic, though, from even Rodgers' standpoint of view, forget even the Saints organization and fans here, would he want to come here on a team, you know, that's,
does
that
he still
want to
play?
Championship?
Does he still want to play? I mean, does he still want to play?
I think he wants to come back and go for the championship, not just, you know, collect a check.
Yeah.
That's just the way I feel, though.
No, I'm just wishing when he made this statement with the Pat McAfee show, whatever, I'll play for any team for $10 million. I said, well, damn, we need to make... We need to make that damn phone call. We're not talking about $40, $50 million. He'll come play for any and want to play any team maybe for $10 million? What? That's a bargain. Oh, Hebert, that'd be chaos in the locker room. Come on, be a man. Look, Aaron Rodgers can spin it. And one of the greatest throwers in NFL history. And it's not like what he accomplished last year. Oh, that was 2022. No, that was 2024. Look at the last 8 games. Steve, he had that one-off game he set against the Bills.
Right.
Look what he did against the Dolphins. We had four touchdowns and a pick.
Right.
He threw for 4,000 yards. I mean, I don't.
To me, you brought it up. It's the biggest issue is the age difference between the quarterback and the head coach.
Without a doubt.
And
without
the personality that Rodgers is, you would wonder if that's going to cause an issue.
I've been around some weird quarterbacks. Jeff George and all, I mean, he could spin it like as good as John Elway or Dan Marino. I mean, quarterbacks, I mean, football players, wide receivers, the prima donnas and all that. Listen, what is the NFL? Why it's so highly successful? It's must-watch TV. Whatever, or streaming, whatever. Because people want to be entertained. You might say, oh, with Bobby, it's better the Saints are under the radar. What, under the radar, and we're going to win 6-7 games? I'd rather be on the radar, and it's like, whoa, Aaron Rodgers is in the Big Easy, or whatever. I don't know, Aaron Rodgers do something special one year. Man, you want to do something different you never done? You put him in a Bacchus parade. You can't do that. It's like there's so many what New Orleans has to offer because Aaron Rodgers is international, right? World traveler. He's doing everything. You can't get more international city in New Orleans, the United States, right here. So you want to exploit your horizons or, you know, like broaden your horizons? Come play in the Big Easy in New Orleans. You know, I want to be entertained. I don't know. I guess cause I'm getting older, but I don't want things to be status quo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.